The young woman sent us a plea for help online. She had had an abortion a few days ago, and she was desperate to talk with someone about it. From the moment she walked in, we could sense her despair. She cried the entire time. It was heartbreaking seeing her raw grief and hearing her broken heart. She said, "I wasn't in my right mind when I made the decision to have the abortion." She told us about her circumstances, and it was clear she had been in a crisis at the time. She made her abortion decision in a hurry, right in the middle of that crisis. Now she wished she would have given herself more time and more space so she could think about what to do. We assured her that we will walk through this grief with her, that we want to help her grieve well and to come out of it on the other side. She doesn't have strong spiritual beliefs, so we talked with her about the possibility of exploring faith in this season. Like, what might God's plan be for her future? What does a relationship with Jesus look like? She seemed intrigued by these larger perspectives to consider. We believe she left us that day feeling lighter, that she started to realize there's a healthy way to move through her deep grief and that she won't have to move through it alone. These are just the beginning of the many truths God has for her to discover. Psalm 34, verse 8 says, "Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him." We pray that during this client's time with us, she'll taste and see that God is good, and that she'll embrace him as the refuge he is regarding her abortion and her life. He is the refuge that each and every one of us needs. We have all been created for Christ.